Welcome to the Thursday, May 10th, 2012 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I am today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with Apple patches today. Today, Apple released OS 10.7.4. Probably the most important part of this particular patch is the fix for the firewalled password security issue. This was the problem where OS 10 locked the clear text password of a user that used the old style OS 10 firewall. As of right now, Apple hasn't really released the full security content of this particular update yet. It's about 400 megabyte. How much you actually have to download depends on what you already got and your hardware. There are a couple of other sort of bug fixes that are included as well. And then in diaries today, we are seeing quite a few of fake Amazon emails. These Amazon emails then typically just try to redirect you to the usual pharmacy spam sites. I really just see them as a spam. We haven't really seen a lot of malware or so being distributed via these emails at this point. And remember DigiNotar? DigiNotar was the certificate authority in Holland that got compromised and essentially shut down as a result of this breach. Well, the Dutch government now wants DigiNotar to reimburse it for the costs of issuing new certificates. The damage is claimed to be 8.7 million euros, so that's about 10 million US dollars. It's of course not clear how realistic this is, given that DigiNotar is in bankruptcy. And then there are several sites that report seeing attacks against the PHP vulnerability. I've actually seen a couple scans for that on my own sites. The scans come in sort of two variations. The first one just tries to pass the dash S switch to PHP, which should show the source code of an affected page. The second one is a little bit more sinister. It does override a couple of configurations. Parameters. For example, it does allow remote file inclusion, and then it sends the actual script as a post to the site. If you haven't yet, definitely patch PHP, and then again, you're only vulnerable if you're running PHP as a CGI script. The main threat I'm concerned about here is that users may have set up PHP as a CGI script in their own web hosting account without actually having it centrally managed in some way. And the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, is warning travelers, in particular travelers abroad, of malicious updates being pushed via hotel wireless systems. Of course, hotel wireless systems should always be considered suspect, whether or not they're abroad or domestic. However, in this case, it appears that the attack was somewhat more targeted and malicious updates were being pushed that looked legitimate to the user. Whenever you are applying updates, do so over a trusted channel. So do it from your home network, or if you have to do it while on the road, and this could be the case, for example, for a critical update, then at the very least, do it while being connected to a VPN. Of course, where this gets a little bit more tricky is if you have automatic updates enabled. This may be a reason why you don't want automatic updates while you are traveling. If you consider tools like EvilCrate and such, of course, could be used on an untrusted network like this pretty easily to spoof an update. And in particular, if the software that's being patched here isn't doing its own certificate checking and such, sufficiently stringent. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.